For decades, Time was the biggest and most influential news magazine in the world. In a century of life, it has coined or popularized many neologisms, including socialite, televangelist, pundit, and tycoon. It was the brainchild of two Yale graduates in the 1920s, whose idea was to summarize the whole of the news, making it accessible and digestible for smart, busy people. Henry Luce and Brighton Haddon founded the media company Time Incorporated in 1922. They decided to publish a weekly magazine called Facts, but settled on Time instead. At first, the men worked laboriously, going through piles of local papers and selecting what they saw as important news. The first issue of Time appeared on the 3rd of March, 1923. Thanks to a mailing campaign, it found a market among the rising number of U.S. college graduates. Time developed innovative approaches to news coverage, packaging the news in topical units and introducing a catchy narrative style. The iconic red-bordered cover was introduced in 1927, along with a special annual issue celebrating a Man of the Year, now, since 1999, Person of the Year. However, although it was well-researched and fact-checked, Time was accused of bias. Luce and Haddon were conservatives who opposed government interference in business. The magazine's style reflected this with what a later critic called its disrespect for authority and reverence for success. By the 1930s, Time Incorporated had a large news-gathering organization of its own. To promote the magazine, a newsreel series called The March of Time was introduced on the radio and then also in movie theaters. Hugely popular at its peak during World War II, it was seen by more than 20 million people a month in the U.S. and was also distributed internationally. Time Incorporated's media empire expanded, too. In 1936, Luce bought Life, reinventing it as the first all-photographic U.S. news magazine. A growing interest in fitness led to the launch of Sports Illustrated in 1954. Other magazines introduced included Travel and Leisure, Food and Wine, Fortune, People, In Style, Golf Magazine, and Entertainment Weekly. Time lost readers in the digital age, though, and some other magazines closed down. In 2018, Time Incorporated was bought by the founder of big tech firm Salesforce. Time became a fortnightly print magazine in 2020, while its 24/7 digital news service, Time.com, became more prominent.